Well, I am on the street to appeal to the Kenyan government and actually and the entire international community to stop the South Sudanese elite and warlord from looting the country and using the money to fuel the conflict so that millions of South Sudanese are displaced and thousands are killed in a senseless war.
And what makes you believe that there are actually individuals who are benefiting from the conflict taking place in the country?
Well, it has already been, it is not a secret anymore that billions of dollars have been stolen from South Sudan. We have evidence from within inside South Sudan and outside South Sudan. Of course, you know recently even the president made a statement that he has now decided to use to change oil for development because there is too much corruption and he has found it difficult to fight corruption, so he better use the money. And then there are international researchers like this document which has just been released.
The profiteering.
It has evidence. Yeah, it has evidence of money that has been stolen from South Sudan through the Kenyan bank and held by some Kenyan and other international financial institutions.
What would you like to see the Kenyan government and the Kenyan people do?
Well, it is very clear from our petition. We are asking the Kenyan Central Bank, the Kenyan Parliament, and the Kenyan Minister of Foreign Affairs to make sure that the anti-money laundering laws are effective so that the money which is being taken out from South Sudan is stopped. If there is money that has already been stolen and it is in Kenya, it must be returned back to the people of South Sudan because they are the right owners. And the people who have stolen money and they have invested in Kenya, those assets should be frozen and they should be returned back to the South Sudanese government. And even those generals who have stolen the money should not be protected by the Kenyan government.
So as you take this protest, and this protest is happening in Kenya, are you as well planning to carry it on in the other countries that has been mentioned as countries that are benefiting from the conflict in South Sudan?
That is exactly what we are planning to do. We want to do the same thing in Uganda and in Ethiopia and in Sudan as well.